Brixton Calling. Hi. Today, Monday, the 19th September, is the final day for the independent shopkeepers, the Brixton Arches, to hand in their keys. And if they don't give them in today, I think they had until 1:30 to hand the keys in, they wouldn't get this enhanced compensation. But anyway, you don't need to hear me talking about it. Why don't we talk to Ray? Ray's been in the Arches for over 25 years, budget carpets. He's got workers who depend on him. I know people say we have to have change, which is good, and it is good. Change is good. But sometimes people like, they want carpets. You know, they want stuff for their homes. It's not all about the bars, restaurants and clubs that have just flooding into Brixton. But anyway, like I said, come on, let's go and talk to some people.
Yeah, shall I do the banner down the bottom then?
Yeah. You ready, my man?
Right.
Sorry, I'm late. I'll
do the same thing. Take one each.
Seven or eight of us haven't, so that's, they just said that, have a say. Because we haven't, then they will draw their rights to the enhanced compensation money and also the right to return, which is nice of them. When we, you know, your landlord's been here, when you've been here 26 years, you think, yeah, that's what you think of me. Thanks, bunch. No, like, stuck there for 26 years, and I'm like, having to get on with it. Never moaning, and then all of a sudden, because your face don't fit no more.
What's that about the compensation being withheld?
Well, if you don't actually hand your keys over today and you actually contest it, they will actually withdraw their rights to their enhanced compensation package, which they originally offered, and you also lose your rights to actually come back once the arches are refurbished.
Was the compensation deal worth it?
Well, yeah, it's quite a lot of money. You know, it's quite a lot of money, and so a lot of people just didn't want it. They couldn't afford to lose it, so they were basically bullied into handing over their keys today. You know, they couldn't afford to lose the compensation. They couldn't afford to lose their right to come back, because, you know, they just give in to bully boy antics. You know, some people are giving to police and some don't. Well, you know, we decided that we're not going to be scared by, you know, estate agents from Network Rail.
Thank you.
We've got a lot to lose, a lot to lose. But you know, we're passionate. We want to stay here. You know, we want to stay here like HT Thornbrokes and William Hill. They're staying. They signed non-eviction leases. So why can't we? Why can't we move into an empty unit once it's refurbed, and then move back, you know, to our unit, or stay in the unit that we're in? We need to stay in business. We can't afford to go away for a year.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow. We can't afford to go away for a year and come back. What happens to our business in a year? What happens to all my staff?
Well, they can't hang around.
Well, no, you know, like, you can't sit at home watching TV unpaid for a year, and at the end of the day, like, people, you know, people like the general public get used to shopping somewhere else. So, you know, when your local butcher closes down and you go off somewhere else, and then you find out 18 months later your local butcher's back in business, you don't sort of go back. Most 99% of people just stay where they are.
Yeah, because you've moved on.
Because you've got, yeah, exactly, and you've got to sort of start your business again.
Yeah.
You're thinking, well, why do you need to start your business? Why can't you just stay? You know, they're sort of saying that they want total clearance of the whole arch, but that's a complete lie, because they're letting two people stay. No, they've actually applied for planning permission and got planning permission for a change of use on five arches to A3 use, which is restaurants. And then they're telling the people that are vacating today that they can come back. It just doesn't make sense. It's just liars all the time.
Because you don't actually live in Brixton, but you're Peckham originally.
I'm a Peckham boy, born and bred. And I went to school in Peckham. And I grew up in Peckham. And I come back here. I come in. It takes me 2 hours to get in every day. You know, but only because I like it. You know, because I want to be here. I could work up the road. I don't get any more money for. I don't take any more money for being in Brixton. I'm more likely to take less. But you know, it's not all about money. It's about where your heart lies.
Yeah.
No, my heart lies in South East London. I'm a South East London boy.
Yeah, you had a lot of support.
Good. But, you know, the best thing that's come out of the whole thing is, the best thing that's come out of it is just showing us sort of how, you know, lovely the general public are here. You know.
And there is a community in
huge. You know, and I've shopped, and I've been in retail since I was 12 now. And I've been in retail over 40 odd years, but you know, so I kind of half know what I'm talking about on that. And I can, you know, and I just serve the general public, and the general public here, they're just in a different league to other areas, and it's very, very hard to kind of like quantify. It's just you either get it or you don't.
So they threatened you, if you don't get your keys in today, you're not getting that compensation package. Do you believe that? Can they legally do that?
Yeah, they can, because they're not breaking the rules. There's no law that says that's no law. It's just it's unethical. but there's no law, they can't be arrested for it, you know. It was just their enhanced compensation, so they decided that was the top up that they decided to do, that was discretionary, so they decided, you know, to withdraw it or to say that they're going to withdraw it. You know, this, but the trouble is that with Network Rail and Lambeth Council all along, you just, like, the trust has been broken because they just continually lie about everything. There's, like, as I say, you know, the change of use and the levels of collusion between Lambeth Council and Network Rail all the way along. It's just, like, you know, it's just disgusting. It's just, they've got no morals at all, zero morals.
Does that... Thank you so much for talking to me. What's your name?
Ray Murphy.
And you're the
owner of Budget Carpets.
Thanks, Ray. Good luck. I'll be back. Thank you. Oh, I can see Jonathan Bartley over there, co-leader of the Green Party. Let's go and grab him. Okay, so tell us, why are you here today? Are you supporting the people in the arches?
We're supporting the independent traders here. I've lived around here for 44 years. I'm 44 years old.
Oh, you're a Brixton boy.
I grew up around Clapham, Streatham. So this is, you know, I used to come through here every day on my way to school. And I'm here to show solidarity. I think they need support. It's quite clear that Lambeth Council and Network Rail have colluded, haven't listened. It's been about money and not about the people's livelihoods. It's not about, you know, the local traders. It's been about outside interests, and I'm here supporting the local people.
As a real grassroots person, which you are, you've seen with your own eyes the changes in Brixton.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Well, I am frightened for my children, who are going to get priced out of the area and pushed out of the area. I've seen the gentrification that's gone on over, you know, years. It concerns me what's happening. The spirit of Brixton, you know, to a certain extent has been lost, although the spirit is strong and it, you know, keeps going. And you know, the Brixton that I knew as a kid, you know, it isn't the same. And it's no... It's no good just looking back. We need to look to the future, but we need to protect those community groups that are here, that want their children to be able to remain here, the families that shouldn't be broken up by what's going on, and the independent local business. You know, it doesn't make sense to bring in big chain stores, because we know well that when you've got an independent store, you spend a pound in your local economy. If it's a Brixton pound particularly, you know, the money goes on circulating in the local economy.